7:50 right now, KLIN. That's an odd habit we have here, telling the time. I say it's odd because it's a standard thing in radio, and especially in morning radio. Mm-hmm. Robin's here, Robin Geske, our producer. I've been doing it for so long, it's just a second nature and it's habit. But the fact of the matter is, if you think about it, you don't really need to tell people what time it is anymore. They have time at their disposal, you know,
not
everywhere. In the car, you know, on your phone, you gotta watch.
If you're listening to the radio and you're fixing your kid's hair in the bathroom and you're overhearing your...
Well, you know what? I've never actually done that. You may have a good point there. I asked Robin to step in here because I would love to ask Amy this, but I can't, and I don't remember if we've ever discussed it before. This will be our sixth, I guess, New Year's Eve working together, or New Year's Eve, New Year, going into New Year's Eve. But you told me yesterday that New Year is your favorite holiday.
It is.
It just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Why? First of all, you're not a big time drinker, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I rarely will have drink. I guess I'm one of those kind of people that marks occasions, and you know, the new calendar, you can start over. I mean, not like I've ever actually started over. I have, but not intentionally. No. but you know, you can set goals, and it's kind of like you have a time frame in order, a very clear cut time frame in order to, you know, accomplish those goals. I don't know. I don't know why.
Do you make resolutions?
No.
Why not? This is your starting over. This is your marking a new beginning.
Maybe I should
and all that,
this year. Maybe
right?
I should. Yeah. I don't, because I think that you should. I don't have any regrets. Like, the way I live my life, I don't have any regrets. I don't have any things that if there's something that I want to do and I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I run several marathons that way. I just kind of, you know, set a goal and do it. I don't need a resolution.
A lot of people feel that a resolution is setting yourself up for failure.
Well, that's only if you don't fully commit.
Yeah, well, or what your resolution is.
True,
I mean,
true.
You know, but, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I just don't get it. And it's not to be misunderstood. I enjoy a party like anybody else. I have no problem with people who celebrate and all that stuff. I would never tell you, well, that's stupid. It's, you know, the way you look at it. I just don't understand the celebration of something that happens every 24 hours. It's midnight. Whoopee!
Well, I was talking about this with Scott Sidway last night, and I was talking about how I think maybe it's because you're with your friends. It's an occasion to spend with your friends, and it's not, you know, because, I mean, not that I don't love my family. I do. I love my family. But it's more of a laid-back revelrous kind of a atmosphere.
Well, it depends on how you do it, but
right,
yeah.
Right, but I think...
But you can be with your friends anytime. You can have a laid-back time with your friends anytime.
That's
you don't
true.
Need a particular date. I don't know. You know, and we got into this conversation a little bit yesterday. And fortunately, we don't have time to get too deep into it because it's just one of those rabbit holes. But the whole idea of time being a human construct in the first place, I look the passing of days, passing of months, and the changing of the calendar from one year to the next as just a continuation of something that we've invented so that life can make sense for us.
Well, Einstein believed that it was space.
Right.
Time and space were identical. So,
right.
I mean, yeah, you may be onto something. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, it was deep. If you sit there, if you think about things like that, then that's pretty deep.
And here's the other thing. And you see this, in the last few days, I've seen a lot of this on Facebook with my friends going, oh, here's to 2018. Let's hope it's a better year. And I go, well, but what better than what? How can the time change? How the date change make anything? Nothing's going to be different on Monday than Sunday.
No, it's not. But it goes along with that optimism. Like I said, you can start over. That's the thought process there.
It's symbolic.
It's symbolic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say I have a problem with symbolism too. So it's romanticizing something that's not real.
Oh my gosh.
This is great. People ought to have these conversations with the people you work with. We work together every single day, but we don't have these kind of conversations.
No.
And they're hard conversations to have, not just on the radio, but in real life, because most people, if I start into this stuff, they'll just roll their eyes. Maybe you would too, if we weren't on talking into open microphones.
People roll their eyes at me all day too, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Enjoyed having you here this year, and we hope that you'll stick around and be with us for a very long time.
Of course.
Although it might be a lot easier for you to manage your hectic hours with your little girl and everything.
Yeah. It works out.
It's Robin Geske, our producer. I also want to thank Christian Powers, who's been filling in for the last couple of days. as technical director. Thank you, Christian. You've done a wonderful job. You really have. Yesterday, I didn't even know he was in there for the first hour because it was flawless.